Once upon a time in a cozy little town, there lived a kind-hearted kindergarten teacher named Miss Emily. She adored her students and was always on the lookout for creative ways to teach them valuable life lessons. One sunny morning, she gathered her class of young children in a circle. Miss Emily announced, "Today, we're going to play a special game that will teach us something very important." The children leaned in with curiosity, their eyes wide and eager to learn. She explained the rules of the game in a simple and gentle way. "I want each one of you to bring a plastic bag from home. In that bag, you'll put some potatoes. On each potato, you will write the name of the person that you do not like. The number of potatoes you put in your bag will show how many people you've chosen." On the next day, all the children came to school with bags of potatoes labeled with names they didn't like. The teacher then told them to carry their potato bags wherever they went, even to the restroom, for a whole week. As the week progressed, the children carried their bags of potatoes. They showed them to their parents, took them to the park, and even brought them to the dinner table. But as the days went on, the potatoes began to change. Their once firm skins turned soft and an unpleasant smell began to linger in the air. The children's faces turned from joy to discomfort. One week later, Miss Emily gathered her class once more. She asked, "How did you feel while carrying those bags of potatoes?" The children didn't hesitate to share their experiences. They talked about the weight of the bags and how the smell became harder and harder to ignore. They all agreed that it hadn't been an easy task. With a gentle nod, Miss Emily revealed the deeper meaning behind the game. "My dear students, just like those potatoes, holding on to feelings of dislike and hatred can make your heart heavy and your feelings sour. Carrying around those negative emotions can be just as uncomfortable as those stinky potatoes. If you cannot tolerate the smell of rotten potatoes for just one week, can you imagine what it is like to have the hatred in your heart for your lifetime? Remember, it's always better to let go of negativity, to forgive, and to love. Just as you threw away those rotten potatoes, throw away any hatred in your heart so you can live a light and joyful life."